Let's do the math. Or rather, let's not. One researcher is suggesting that using math as a fundamental paradigm for computer science is fundamentally wrong. We'll see how it all adds up today on IT Business Out Loud.
This podcast has been brought to you by IBM. Check out our IT Optimization to Meet Business Goals white paper and learn how new technologies can support innovative business strategies. Go to ibm.com/CIO.
Hi, this is IT Business Out Loud. I'm Shane Schick. Many introductory textbooks begin with a discussion of algorithms and their role as the fundamental paradigm of computer science. Carl Fant, founder of Theseus Research, says that's wrong-headed, that it introduces unnecessary complexity, that many computer functions aren't really algorithmic, and that mathematicians and computer scientists are fundamentally pursuing very different things. IT Business Out Loud's Dave Webb spoke to him in Mountain View, California.
Mr. Fant, you've written that mathematics isn't the appropriate paradigm for computer science and that a mathematical foundation is a source of unnecessary complexity. Can you explain that?
When the computers were invented, the mathematicians were the primary force behind that, and the computer was viewed as a computation engine, a mathematical computation engine. And so they adopted the foundations of mathematics as foundations of computer science. Now, the notion of the algorithm is fundamental to mathematics, but it's not necessarily fundamental to computer science. If you think it's promoted as the fundamental paradigm of computer science, and if you think of what a paradigm is, is a conceptual model that accounts for a phenomenon or behavior. And the model should encompass the behavior. It should account for the whole behavior. Now, the definition of the algorithm is that it must be a strict sequence of precisely defined operations that terminates in a finite period of time with a definite answer. Okay, and as we got along in using and building computers and so forth, we found out we were doing lots of other kinds of things besides just that. There was a lot of concurrency involved. Not all of the programs that we wrote terminated. Not all the programs we wrote were deterministic, ended with a definite answer. So pretty soon they started redefining the notion of the algorithm. They say, well, for programs that don't terminate, we will introduce semi-algorithm. For programs that are non-deterministic, we will introduce non-deterministic algorithm, and so forth. So what purports to be a fundamental paradigm doesn't cover the territory. We have to keep redefining the fundamental paradigm, and pretty soon there's nothing left of the fundamental paradigm. It's all been redefined. So the notion of the algorithm just isn't serving as an encompassing conceptual model of what computer scientists are trying to do with computers and programming.
Mm-hmm. Is the notion of an algorithm even really relevant to computer science?
Exactly, yes. Because if you think about it, what computer scientists are trying to do is to express what they're trying to figure out is how to express processes no matter what process is being expressed. In other words, when they build a computer in a programming language, they want it to be completely general. They want it to be able to express any process, any mathematical or symbolic process that anybody wants to express in the machine. The mathematicians are not interested in the generality of expressivity. They're interested in the behavior of specific processes, mathematical processes. And the variety of expressivity is a nuisance to them. So they filter out all the variety of expressivity into a single form of expression, which is the Turing machine. So that then they can compare different forms of algorithms, different forms of mathematical processes, without worrying about the variety of expressivity. But computer scientists are interested in all the different ways to express a process. How many different ways can you build a computer and program it and still have it be general?
I think, as you put it in your paper, the computer scientist is concerned with expression regardless of the process, and
yes,
the mathematician concerned with the process regardless of the expression.
Yes, and the foundations of mathematical filter out variety of expression, you know, very explicitly for a good reason, because, you know, they're not interested in all the varieties of expression. They're just interested in comparing different processes. But computer scientists, the computer scientists adopted the foundations of mathematics, and they're trying to understand all the varieties of expressing processes through a paradigm that filters out all the variety of expressivity. So that's fundamentally the problem with the foundations of computer science the foundations of mathematics being adopted as the foundations of computer science. There's a fundamental disconnect of what the two different groups are trying to do.
You propose something called the invocation model of computer science. What does that mean?
Well, the invocation model begins with the notion that process is the expression of differentness and the appreciation of differentness. And it begins with spontaneously interacting primitives rather than explicitly controlled primitives. So in a mathematical symbolic system, there are symbols, but the symbols are being manipulated. You know, it's called symbol manipulation. In the invocation model, the symbols are spontaneous. They interact spontaneously, like, you know, proteins or chemicals and so forth. And out of this there's two forms of differentness. The differentness can be expressed in two different ways. It can be expressed in terms of pure values, which has no structure, and that would represent proteins in the cytoplasm, for instance. It can be expressed by difference in structure, and that would correspond to computers, the way computers are built out of transistors. And within the model, there's a uniform spectrum from the pure value expression to the pure association, the pure structure expression, that unifies the expression, symbolic expression of nature and the symbolic expression of humans. So it ties together how nature goes about expression and how humans go about expression. It is also generally concurrent and distributed at its foundation. It's not strictly sequential at its foundation. So the consequence is that the invocation model teaches us how to build generally distributed concurrent systems as opposed to strictly sequential systems.
So what does this look like in the real world? The hardware and software that we would physically be using.
Well, the software can look very similar. The hardware will, instead of a structure of controlled steps, the hardware will be a structure of flowing behavior. In other words, data will spontaneously flow through the structure instead of being controlled step by step by a sequential controller. A system will be a structure of coupled oscillators as opposed to a structure of timed combinational circuits.
Carl Fant is the founder of Theseus Research in Mountain View, California, and the author of Logically Determined Design and Computer Science Reconsidered, the Invocation Model of Process Expression. You can download his paper on the conflict between mathematics and computer science at www.theseusresearch.com. That's www.theseusresearch.com. That's what it sounded like this week on IT Business Out Loud. I'm Shane Schick. Thanks for listening.